Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and it's my pleasure to talk to established authors as well as brand new authors. I ask them about their writing process. I talk to them about their latest work. We tell you, our listener, where you can find them on social media, and we find out what's next. Joining me today is Rick Dayton. Rick and his wife, Della, are co-founders of Alpine Christian Mission and Overseas Outreach. They also work with Victor and Evelyn Knowles as representatives of Peace on Earth Ministries. Rick is an associate evangelist with Reggie Thomas, Whitefield's Overseas Evangelism. He graduated from Boise Bible College, and he later did post-grad work at Ozark Christian College. Rick, wow, welcome. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much, Suzanne. It's a pleasure for me as well.
How would you characterize your book, Ready to Give an Answer, Rick?
Ready to Give an Answer is actually impressing the importance of choosing wisely your worldview and the difference that it makes in your life to find the right worldview, understanding who you are in this vast universe.
I know that writing a book is always a long process, but I know that you took a particularly long time to write Ready to Give an Answer. Tell me a little bit about the story of how this book came to be, Rick.
Actually, most of the chapters in the book are from presentations that I made for Man and the Christian Worldview symposiums that I participated in for about 10 years. And those symposiums were an outreach to the intellectuals of the former Soviet Union nations. So about two-thirds of those who came were from atheist, Marxist background, and a third of us were from biblical Christian background. And we were there to influence them to really question and re-examine their worldviews.
How did you get involved with Russia?
Well, actually, I've been to Russia, officially Russia, twice. I've been to Ukraine, I think it's 23 or 24 times, I lost count. And the Man and the Christian Worldview symposiums were held in the Crimean Peninsula, and this belongs legally to Ukraine, but was stolen from Ukraine by Russia 4.5 years ago. And that was when Russia came in, took Ukraine, took the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine and started on the eastern side of Ukraine with the war. And it's still going on, but not nearly as much in the news as Syria and Iraq and some other places.
Wow, that sounds like such an adventure. I've always thought of that area as, you know, we've seen movies and everything like that. I've never actually been to that part of the world, so I always think of it as very exotic and very interesting. And I imagine that you have stories. If you've been that many times to that area, I'm sure you have stories upon stories that you could tell.
Fantastic stories. Do you want me to share one now?
Tell me about the book first. What's in the book? Who did you write this for?
Well, I took the background that I came from and applied it to these meetings I was going to, and the purpose was to make an impact, to get these who had been so indoctrinated with Darwinism and evolutionism underneath the Marxism. So I used something that I had written as an article and turned it into a tract for my first presentation on why I believe in God. And so that was my first presentation, and that's the first chapter in the book. So there's an interesting story about this, because I used my own personal testimony at the conclusion of my presentation of why I believe in God. And after each presentation for the Man and the Christian Worldview symposiums, we would be cross-examined. So it's like presenting a doctoral thesis. So we were to be ready to give an answer. That's the title of the book. Anyway, There were several who asked me questions, and then Dr. Alexander Volchenka, who was both a medical doctor and a professor at the university in Simferopol, the capital city of Crimea, asked me this question. He said, "Rick, that was a very impressive story." And he was referring to my conversion story. But he said, "Isn't this subjective?" So I replied, "Dr. Volchenka, of course it's subjective. It's my story. But before I told you that, I already gave you my objective reasons why I believe in God. What about those?" He had no answer for that.
Wow, that's powerful.
The neat thing about it, though, was George Carrillet, who started these symposiums, always emphasized to those of us who came as the Christian presenters, don't cluster yourselves together. We build bridges of friendship. And so we all sought to do this. And the next time I came, I came into the hotel where the presentations would be, and I looked over to my left, and there was Dr. Volchenka. He was on a platform about two steps up, and I went over to greet him. I put my hand out, and instead he just grabbed me and gave me a big bear hug. Maybe from the Russian bear, the Russian bear hug, because he considered himself Russian. The Crimean Peninsula had belonged to Russia before it belonged to Ukraine, and Russian is the spoken language there.
Wow, a bear hug from a Russian bear. That's a great story. I love that. Do you have a favorite part of this book? I know that this has been dear to your heart for a long time, but is there something in particular that you gravitate toward in the book that you think is a little bit more important?
Well, every chapter became a favorite to me as I was making the presentations for Man in the Christian Worldview Symposium. And the first chapter on why I believe in God, I had started with that about 40 years before because I wrote it for a contest for the Decision Magazine. Billy Graham Association had this contest. I didn't win the contest, but I did put that into a tract form and had used it that way before I made the presentation. But another chapter that's very special to me is Chapter 3. And Chapter 3 has to do with the catastrophic consequences of Darwinism, catastrophic consequences that have devastated our world. And I made that presentation also on the Crimean coast. And there was a medical doctor, retired medical doctor, who came for that presentation. And I'd gotten acquainted with him a little bit before. And during the question time, this man, Stefan Bruyev, stood up and he said, "I have been indoctrinated with Darwinism from my childhood. It was saturating my education. But after this, I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe in the evolutionism." And I thought, wow. I mean, I had hoped and prayed for good responses. I never expected that it would be someone who would be that open, who would come from the intellectually elite, and who would blurt it right out loud to everybody who was there.
A testimonial.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And then later, when he attended Simferopol Christian Church, he came to the front of the church and thanked me for inviting him to come there. So I thought, this is the work of God.
Wow, that's unbelievable, Rick. That's a great story. Is the book, how many chapters are in the book?
There are 8 chapters, and then there's an epilogue afterwards. But those, and about, I think 5 of the chapters were presentations I made. And then I rounded off the book with chapter 8 on victorious Christian living. And I did that because my intention for this book is that it be a very basic Christian evidence type of book that it's a Christian apologetics. And so I believe that the victorious Christian life is the greatest apologetic. My reason for that is because the scripture from which I took my title for the book is 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man who asks a reason for the hope that is in you with reverence and fear. And why is anybody going to be asking a reason for the hope that is in us unless they see that hope demonstrated in the peace and the joy that we radiate in spite of very difficult circumstances? Remember that Peter wrote this to persecuted believers who were scattered, and he didn't talk to them about how bad the persecution was. He talked to them about joy unspeakable and full of glory. So that's why I put that chapter in.
The message in the book is so powerful, and I know that we've been talking about it enough that our listeners are curious. They want to know where they can find it. I always go to Amazon. I know that that is the biggest bookseller in the world now, and I know that so many people use that as their resource for where they can find books. So I went to Amazon just to double check and make sure that everything was there, and it is. So if our listeners just do www.amazon.com, when it comes up, there's a search feature that's at the top just below the pictures, and if they'll put in the title, Ready to Give an Answer by Rick, R-I-C-K, Dayton. Now, Dayton is spelled a little differently. It's D-E-I-G-H-T-O-N. If you put that in the search feature, click on it, the book comes right up. You can see the cover. There's a brief description of the book, and you can buy it right there. Where else can they find it, Rick?
The other prominent place is through our overseas outreach ministry. That is at Post Office Box 1224. And so those who are familiar with Scripture, if you think of the 12 apostles and the 24 elders in Revelation, you think 1224. And that's in Nampa, Idaho, 83686. Well, actually, no, the Post Office Box is 83653. I was giving our home zip code. But anyway, it is available, and we like to have contact with those who want to have a copy of the book or maybe get several copies that they can pass out to other people.
And it's also available on your website, is that right?
That's right. They can check our website, and that's www.overseasoutreach.com, and spelled out in all small case. So www.overseasoutreach.com.
I think that's a perfect lead-in to the fact that your book is going to be a featured selection at the Frankfurt Book Fair that's going to be held in October in Frankfurt, Germany, October the 10th through the 14th. How exciting.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Are you going to get to go?
There's a possibility. I plan to be in Ukraine the week before that. I have some speaking opportunities in Germany as well. My wife and I spent 7 years in Germany, and it's an amazing series of answers to prayers to why we went there and started Alpine Christian Mission. But that is a possibility.
Fingers crossed. I can think of nothing more exciting than to be able to go to this book fair. It's got such a big reputation, and it's just so exciting that you're getting to be there. I know that you have written internationally and that your books and your articles and things have been translated into other languages, and German and Korean and Russian are three of those languages. So I just think this is a really nice happenstance happening. I can't call it a coincidence. I just think it's a wonderful thing that it's happening. I'm very excited for you.
Yeah, with God, there aren't coincidences. There are only incidences because it's His providence. So there are providences, really.
You're absolutely right.
And Frankfurt, this is an interesting connection here, too, because the way that we started our Alpine Christian Mission was because of a radio broadcast from Ed Faust out of Frankfurt, and he was getting responses from the Alpine countries to the south, and he said, we need help. I don't have time to go follow up on these. That's why we went. And it was an answer, specific answer to our prayers.
Oh, that sounds almost like the circle completed, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, wow. Well, I want you to have the opportunity to have the last word with our listeners. When they pick up a copy of the book, whether it's electronic or hardback or however they get hold of it, when they read that last page and they finish the book for the first time, what message would you like for them to take away, Rick?
I would like for them to take away the message that Jesus Christ is real, that he is the resurrected Lord, that the evidence for his resurrection is absolutely historically verifiable, and that he loves you and cares for you, and he created you for a purpose. And if you put your trust in him, the unfolding of that purpose will be the most exciting adventure you could ever imagine. He put us here for a reason.
Such a powerful, positive message. I want to thank you so much for being our guest today. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about your book, Rick.
Oh, thank you very much, Suzanne. It's been a pleasure to talk to you about it.
You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. And by the way, we're also available on iTunes as well as iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris. I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air, but until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book, and thank you so much for listening.